Today's movie review is Gemini Man, which stars Will Smith, and I picked it up on Amazon Prime subscription. The title of the movie, Gemini Man, is probably derived from the astrological sign Gemini, which depicts twins on it. In the film, the plot of Gemini Man is that Will Smith's character, who's aging and getting older, but he was at one time a hitman in some sort of secretive government agency where he had these assignments where he could do incredible things like shoot someone from 2 kilometers away in a moving train. And that was actually one of the scenes. Of course, when he did it on the one they showed us, he missed the target of his head and instead got him in the neck. For that reason, he was like, I can't stay in this business. I'm losing my touch. The secretive agency that he belongs to, I guess, they decided he became a liability at that point. And they send a few hitmen after him to kill him. After those hitmen try and fail, they decide to send one more hitman after him, who is, I guess, the Gemini Man, who was derived from his DNA, but a much younger, stronger, swifter version of him. The film also stars Clive Owen from films such as Children of Men and stuff like that. He's always been a leading actor. In Gemini Man, unfortunately, he's starting to show his age, but I'm a big fan of Clive Owen, and I hate to see him looking that way, but I still think there's a lot of acting left in him, and whether or not he's going to be the leading man, it's not very important. I just want to see more from him. So I was glad to see him in Gemini Man, and he played the part of the twin brother, I guess you could call him, the twin of Will Smith, the younger version. He played kind of his dad. So he sends him after Will Smith to try to kill him, basically. And the very first time he comes after him, he was far away and he was taking shots at Will Smith. Will Smith had a shot to kill him and he didn't take it. It would have been a kill shot, kind of like a sniper shot. To me, that was one of the first things, like, come on. I don't think he saw the close enough to recognize that it was I want to call him his brother, but I don't think he would have recognized him. I think he would have taken the shot if he was as cold-hearted a killer as they portrayed him to be. Will Smith was being assisted by the actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She kind of was his partner in crime. She was also sent there to kill him, to gather intel, and he basically figured her out in 5 seconds, was able to convince her that basically to trust him to be on his side. That took a little explaining in the plot. Finally, she was on his side and she was his right-hand man trying to defend him against the Gemini Man who was coming after Will Smith. The movie had some really terrific fight scenes between the two Will Smiths. I thought it was really, really interesting. The fight scenes were well choreographed, if not a little too fast. It's kind of unbelievable that the older Will Smith would probably be able to still beat the younger one. But they had some pretty good battles in the film. Entering spoiler territory, going towards the end of the film, going to more areas where you have to suspend a lot of your disbelief, where the young Will Smith really loves his father, Clive Owen. He knows that he's probably going to have to kill him, but the older Will Smith was never going to let that happen. When it finally does get to that scene, that final climax at the end of the movie, the young Will Smith was going to kill his father, and the older Will Smith was like, nah, you can't live with that the rest of your life. Basically, he does it for him. Which, okay, that's true. That makes sense. At the end of the movie is when you first notice how bad some of the CGI graphics is with the younger Will Smith. At times it looked pretty darn good, but then at the end there was it was really bad. I think the last maybe minute or two of the movie, I think they probably saved money on the budget. At the end, that's what happened. A big long chase movie, lots of fights, lots of action, and up until that climactic end. For me, this turns out I would rate it to be 3 stars. It never really elevated itself above that level, but I did enjoy watching